Happy Seychelles Independence Day. Why this is special? Former Minister of Tourism for the Republic of Seychelles, a world tourism hero, VP of the World Tourism Network, and friend of the eTurbo News family is a very proud citizen of his small island nation of 120,000 citizens in the Indian Ocean. Happy Independence Day, Seychelles. On the 29th of June, 1976, Seychelles was granted its independence from Great Britain and became the Republic of Seychelles with Sir James Mancham as its founding president. Congratulations to every Seychellois on this anniversary of our Independence Day. Happy Independence Day, Seychelles. Alain Saint-Ange, former Minister of Tourism, Seychelles. The late Sir James Mancham was also a friend of Jürgen Steinmetz, publisher of eTurbo News. He and his associates contributed many articles on global issues relevant to tourism. Sir Mancham personally emailed his last article to eTurbo News just hours before his unexpected and tragic passing on January 8, 2017. All of us at eTurbo News see Seychelles not only as our most loyal and oldest partner, but our publication grew with this partnership over 25 years. Congratulations to the people of this great and proud island nation, and those running the travel and tourism industry spreading the Seychelles spirit to the world. Jürgen Steinmetz, publisher eTurbo News. The Seychelles became a member of the Commonwealth of Nations upon gaining independence in 1976. Every year, the city is filled with a lively demonstration of national pride and patriotism to commemorate this milestone. The streets are adorned with the vibrant hues of the Seychelles flag, while even the lamp posts twinkle with decorative lights. As night falls, the skies illuminate with captivating fireworks. Seychelles Carnival. The Seychelles Archipelago is comprised of 115 islands situated in the Indian Ocean, specifically at the eastern boundary of the Somali Sea. These islands were initially spotted by Vasco da Gama in 1502, who named them the Admiral Islands after himself. Arab traders and settlers from Madagascar later journeyed to the islands, although concrete evidence of their visits remains unclear. The first documented landing occurred in 1609, when British men from the British East India Company's ship Ascension arrived there, although no permanent settlement was established. Following the French Revolution, the colonists established a colonial assembly in 1790 and made the decision to govern their colony. They believed that the land in Seychelles should be inherited by the children of the existing settlers, who should have the freedom to govern the colony according to their own discretion, instead of being dictated by Mauritius. Jean-Baptiste Quoit de Quincy assumed control of the colony in 1794, employing his cleverness and caution to guide Seychelles throughout the ensuing years of war. Edward Madge served as the initial civilian administrator under the British regime, while Quincy retained his position as Justice of the Peace, leading to a bitter feud between the two. It was not until 1964 that new political movements emerged, with the establishment of the Seychelles People's United Party, SPUP, later renamed Seychelles People's Progressive Front, SPPF. Led by France Albert René, they advocated for socialism and independence from Britain. Following the 1974 elections, during which both political parties in Seychelles campaigned for independence, negotiations with the British resulted in an agreement. As a result, Seychelles became an independent republic within the Commonwealth on June 29, 1976. Tourists on this island today will have the unique opportunity to join this celebration. There's a lot this country can be proud of, in its vibrant tourism industry under the leadership of the Honorable Sylvestre Radegonde, Minister of Tourism, and Sharon Francis, the Principal Secretary of Tourism, is a main reason. eTurboNews.com. Contributions on eTurbo News, on or by the late founding president of Seychelles, Sir Mancham. Honoring Seychelles late president Sir James Mancham. Seychelles, state funeral for former President James Mancham. The Seychelles founding president Sir James Mancham comments on tourism leadership changes. Mancham receives Lifetime Achievement Award from Sri Lankan Prime Minister. Global Energy Parliament, Sir Mancham honored with Lifetime Achievement Award. Founding President Mancham, act in spirit of Seychelles, a small country that thinks big. Sayings of Seychelles founding President Mancham become relevant. Seychelles founding President Mancham on Peace Center mission in Europe. Mancham looks beyond Peace Award. Mancham to receive Africa Peace Award 2016 at Nairobi African Leadership Forum. Mancham keynote speaker at African Leadership Forum in Nairobi. Sir James Mancham, sustainability must become part of national policy. Sir James R. Mancham to participate in top-level dialogue in New Delhi. ETN Honest Travel Award recognizes Sir James Mancham along with leaders from around the globe. President James Michel of Seychelles congratulates President James Mancham for Africa Peace Award. The Africa Peace Award goes to Sir James R. Mancham, KBE, founding President of the Republic of Seychelles. Sir James Mancham, nothing but distressful headlines. President Obama moved by Mancham's generosity. Mancham meets the King of Spain at Dialogue to Stop Violence Extremism. Mancham specially honored by ECPD on publication of Serbian edition of his last book. Mancham to take part in Kamisa Retreat of the Elders and the Wise in Angola. Sir James R. Mancham, Creolization in the Future World. Global peacemaker Mancham supports Prince Al-Walid's Israel initiative. Sir James Mancham in Baku taking part in high-level summit on shared societies. Mancham calls for warmer ties with PTI Dalin becoming Grand Dalin. Sir James R. Mancham, among my African friends. Sir James Mancham re-elected member of Kamisa's Committee of Elders. Sir Mancham on high plateau of global peacemaking. James R. Mancham accepts invitation of Le Club de Madrid Secretariat to act as speaker. Sir James R. Mancham recalls the beginning of tourism in the Seychelles. President Mancham adds voice to call for end of female genital mutilation. Former Seychelles President Mancham commends current President Michel for keeping a cool head. Seychelles founding President Mancham attends high-level ceremony at the International Court of Justice. Mancham calls on UN to establish World Water Organization. Sir Mancham on multiple European mission. Mancham of Seychelles accorded red carpet treatment on China goodwill visit. USA China and Global Harmony, an open letter by Sir James Mancham. Sir James R. Mancham has been nominated to be a member of a select committee of Le Club de Madrid. President Mancham, right is might over might is right. Seychelles Sir James Mancham set to engage on important international engagements. Former Soviet President Gorbachev invites former Seychelles President Mancham. Sir James Mancham of the Seychelles at the 8th World Chambers Congress in Doha. A proud day for Seychelles, be inspired.